Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Trump administration has completed one of its biggest rollbacks of environmental rules. It's replacing a 2015 Obama-era regulation that sought to limit coal-fired power plants in the nation's electrical grid.
We're joined live on the news line by Bloomberg's Jennifer DeLoey, who's been following this story. And Jennifer, what change is the Trump administration making?
Well, they're basically replacing this sweeping Obama-era measure that sought to make sweeping changes to the power sector, to encourage coal plants to retire and encourage more renewable power. They're swapping out that sweeping Obama-era rule for a much more modest regulation that simply requires power plants to make efficiency upgrades at individual sites. It may still put us in the same basic place in terms of reducing carbon dioxide emissions over the next 5 years, but the reality is it's doing it in a much less aggressive way.
We won't ask you to read the president's mind, but what do you think Mr. Trump is trying to accomplish here?
Well, he's been pretty candid about it. We don't have to do much mind reading here. He's told us since 2016, when he was on the campaign trail, that his goal was to save the coal sector. He wanted to revive coal mining and bring back those jobs that have declined. And this is kind of a signature issue for him. This rule was seen as part of a war on coal and obviously helping decrease demand for coal in the power sector. And so he's obviously fulfilling that promise today. The reality is, however, that the market is speaking here much more loudly than the Trump administration, and those plants are closing because of competition from cheap renewables and natural gas.
What environmental impact are these moves expected to have?
It's going to be pretty similar to what we're already on a trajectory to see. The Obama plan aimed to reduce carbon dioxide emissions 32% from 2005 levels by 2030. And the Trump administration says that this new plan will achieve much the same goals, getting to about 34%. But that's, again, it's happening because the market is already moving in that direction. And environmentalists today are saying that the administration should be looking at this as an opportunity to go further, faster, and not actually pull back.
All right. Good analysis. Thank you, Jennifer. Jennifer DeLoey at Bloomberg.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.